Honey, are you awake? I can hear some groaning from in there. Are you still in bed? Can I come in?
How can you not hear me? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Right, I'm leaving.
I'm in the hallway. Well, I can't really close it without looking. Just put something on. Are you all dressed? Can I come back in?
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were wearing headphones. Gosh, this is embarrassing. No, I don't think you're a weirdo. It's natural to, you know, release some tension. I just wish you wouldn't do it during the day. Look, I'm sorry. You look beet red. This is nothing to be ashamed about, okay? It's embarrassing for me because I walked in on you masturbating. Well, on the other hand, you were in your room with the door closed. Still, you could have locked it. Okay, this isn't what I came here to talk about. Well, sort of. I think it's time we have a heart-to-heart conversation. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's right. It's about you spending all of your time in your room. I know that you're letting your standards slip because your father isn't here to keep you in line, and you must see me as some random woman that can't tell you how to live your life. Well, mister, when I married your father, I swore to be the perfect housewife, and it's not an unruly son that's going to stop me. Oh, you are now? You're not that bad? Well, the way I see it, there is a young man living here that goes to sleep at 4 a.m., and his room reeks of the smell of semen. Don't act so shocked. Not after what just happened. I know what you're up to, and I completely understand. A guy your age has so much testosterone in his body, it's perfectly fine to get it all out. Speaking of get it all out, I've got to ask you a favor. Could you stop using your underwear to unload in? Don't be so bashful. I'm just saying that it's a bit, well, not that fun to grab your laundry and get sticky hands after putting it in the wash. Didn't know you could get more red. Fine, sorry. I'm teasing you about this, and I shouldn't. I'm your mom, after all. Oh. Do you still see me as your stepmom? Even after all this time we lived together? I know we haven't really connected, but surely you enjoy my company, right? You guess. Making you dinner, taking you shopping, going out to the pool. Those are all things a mom does with her son. What do I have to do to become your mom? What do you mean you don't know? There must be something I can do. Okay, how about this? Why don't I give you some pointers for your, masturbation marathons? Well, I know they're marathons because you had to bed early, yet I still hear your moans coming from your room well past midnight. Come on, stop blushing so much. You don't have to be embarrassed about having this conversation with me. Think of it as a learning experience, okay? Good. All right. So let's address the first issue, which is ejaculating into your underwear. Ejaculating into your underwear is fine as long as you do the laundry. But it's a bit disgusting to put my clothes right after in the washing machine. Well, the alternative that most guys use is tissues. Tissues aren't enough? They don't absorb it that much. Well, how much do you ejaculate? A lot. How about finishing your business in the toilet? Maybe flush it away when you're done, huh? No, don't worry about me. If I see you sneak off to the bathroom, I won't bother you. Just promise me you won't be wearing headphones then. You need to sneak off a lot. What do you... Oh. You mean... How often a day do you masturbate? Wow. Well, honey, that's a lot. Doesn't it hurt to do it that much? A dull pain becomes really red? Sweetie, it sounds like you're doing it wrong. Well, masturbation should feel good. You shouldn't be in pain trying to get your next release. Come on, show me. You heard me, young man. Show me your penis. No, I'm not leaving until you do. You're going to show me your penis right now, or I'm taking you to a doctor. Oh, yes, I'm dead serious. This doesn't sound healthy at all, what you're doing, and I refuse to let this sit as is. Good boy. Now let me examine it. Well, the first thing that I can see is that it's clearly chafed. Do you use any lube when masturbating? Not even lotion. Wow, okay. There's your first problem. You can rub one out without lubrication for what we call a quickie. But if you plan to have an enjoyable session, you need to keep it friction-free. What you'll need to do tonight is put some lotion on it so that will heal. Well, just apply some in your hand and then give your penis a few slow strokes to set it in. I'd pay extra attention to the underside of your tip right here. I'm sorry, did I hurt you? I'm sorry, you jumped and clenched your teeth. You're so tense. Just relax. Don't think about anything. Focus on my hand. I'm going to touch it again, okay? There we go. Wow, it's so warm. Are you in any pain? A little, huh? I think that I should show you how to masturbate. Can I do that for you? Great. And since you don't have any lotion, I'm just going to have to improvise. Oh, don't be so coy. Just imagine it's lotion. Now I'm going to make my hand into a fist and slowly pump up and down. The trick is to keep a good amount of pressure, but don't choke it. Your penis has many nerve endings, and it can be quite sensitive in some spots. Will you jump if I touch the underside of your tip again? See? My saliva, I mean the lotion, makes my thumb gliding over it so easy. Pay extra attention to what's called the head. Note the helmet-like shape. It's a bit squishy and kind of like a sponge. It's actually kind of fun to press lightly on it. Okay, right, sorry. I just got carried away. After giving it a good amount of pumps, you can slide your hand down like this and cradle your testicles. Just be sure to handle them gently. They're called the family jewels for a reason. Still, don't be afraid to play around with them. Palm one in your hand, push it around carefully with your fingers, and then do the same with the other one. No, it's fine. You can moan. It's supposed to feel good. It's actually flattering, you know? I didn't think I still had it in me. Your father doesn't really pay attention. Well, he never did. I figured that his sex drive was affected by his work, but I... Forget it. All right, I'll tell you. God, what am I doing? So your father keeps himself busy with his work, and I'm here at home all day with my thoughts. And as you can imagine, a woman has her own needs. Hearing you jack off all night doesn't help, and... This is getting me so wet. Oh my God, I said that out loud. Oh no, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I just blurted that out. Oh, wait a minute. You just got harder. Are you getting turned on just from knowing that your cock is making me wet? Oh, this is fantastic. I just think I've found my very own boy toy to use. Oh, do you see how I'm rubbing my thighs together? Desperately trying to give myself a bit of pleasure as I stroke your perfect cock. Yes, baby, it's perfect. It looks so good. I just want to kiss it. Oh, yeah, you liked that. I can tell from how hard you've become. You wouldn't mind if I did it again? And again. Oh my god, this is addicting. To have so much power over you like that. Now I'm gonna keep going. But I have a few rules first. If you say no to any of them, it's stopping right now. Got it? Perfect. The first rule is that you'll be an obedient, good boy. You won't stay cooped up in your room all day. You won't shuffle around the house. You won't skip out on your chores. And you'll do everything I tell you to the moment I want you to. You agree with this new rule? Good boy. The next rule is that you call me mommy. No more stepmother bullshit. I'm your mommy who's going to take care of her good little boy. And I want you to acknowledge that. Now what's my name? That's right. It's mommy. And you're my good boy. You're such a good boy for mommy, aren't you? God, I love your little moans so much. I could do this all day. Maybe another time. Oh, yes. We're going to do this again. I'm in charge of this house, and if you're living here, you have to pitch in. What better way to help your mommy out than giving her all of your cum? That's right. You're going to give me every single drop. Actually, one more rule. No more coming in your underwear. If you want to come, you will come to mommy and she will tell you where you can come. In fact, if you want to masturbate, you come to mommy. I don't even want you to graze your cock with your own fingers. Only mommy can touch your perfect cock. Not if you agree. Oh, I love this. You're mine. You're going to please me every day in any way I see fit. You're going to wake up and kneel under the table while I eat breakfast. Oh, which you'll prepare for me. You'll rub every inch of my body with sun lotion while I lay naked by the pool. You're even going to beg me to give you release, to which I may or may not give you. I want you to earn your orgasms, each and every single one. But right now, since this is your first orgasm from me, I want you to come. You're close, aren't you? Here. This should help. Oh, I'm squirming so much. You're on the edge. Mommy gives you permission to come. Come for mommy. Come for your mommy. That's... Oh, yeah. That's my good boy. That's my good boy. Come. That's it. Come for me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God, you're coming so hard. Oh, wow. It's just so warm. Just coating my hand in your thick, hot jizz. And there's so much of it. Naughty boy. Oh, wow. That was so hot. I can't believe I did that. It was so exhilarating to tell you what to do. You listened to every word I said. Your father, He barely acknowledges me after marrying him, and yet you're hooked to whatever comes out of my mouth. Mommy is so happy that this happened. Oh, I'm sorry. I just got lost in thought and kept stroking you. You must be so sensitive.
Shh. Don't say anything. Mommy's got you. Lay back down and breathe in and out. Slowly. Come on. Take a deep breath. And breathe out like this. That's it. Good boy.
Now don't move. I'll go grab a towel to clean up. Or maybe a pair of your underwear. You'll do the laundry after, right?
Good.
I'm just gonna wipe this mess off. There. Now, I'll go wash my hand off and prepare dinner while you put in the wash. After that, you can kneel on the floor and return the favor to me while I watch TV. Think of it as another lesson. Pleasing Mommy. I've got you for a whole 2 weeks. There's so many things I want to teach you. Oh, good boy. See you at the dinner table, baby.